Good afternoon, everyone. It's a sin for the seal. And by the way, I like to walk around when I talk because it's harder to hit a moving target. So, a few psukim in Chumash I want to share with you. Says in the Chumash, Vayavo Moshe, Vayasaperu la'om, Meiskol Devrei Hashem, Veiskol HaMishpatim, Vayan Chol Omei Achtov, Vayomaru, Kol Advorim Asher Dibur Hashem, Naseh. Vayichtov Moshe, Eiskol Devrei Hashem. Stop for a moment. I'm reading from this week's Sedra of Mishpatim. When is Mishpatim being said? In terms of Jewish history, it's being said before Matan Torah. Very unusual idea, even though we like to think the Torah is in sequence, and it is, but sometimes the Torah is out of sequence. Ein mugdam umucha b'Torah. So it says in the Chumash, Vayichtov Moshe eiskol divrei Hashem. Moshe wrote down the words of Hashem. What is Moshe Rabbeinu writing down? Vayichtov Moshe eiskol. I'm reading from today's Sedra. You're reading in Shul tomorrow. Vayichtov Moshe eiskol divrei Hashem. Moshe's writing the words of Hashem. What's Moshe writing down? Isn't the Aseres HaDibros? Because that's going to come after. According to Rashi, this week's Sedra, let me ask you another question. On what day was our Torah given? What day? Machlokes. Some say the 6th of Sivan, some say the 7th of Sivan. But this particular Sedra, everyone agrees, was given on the 3rd or 4th of Sivan, before Matan Torah. So what's Moshe Rabbeinu writing down? Sefer Bereishis. That's what Rashi says. I'm not giving any chidushin. Sefer Bereishis. These people never heard of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. They never heard of Yosef. They never heard about the Mabul. Had no idea about the history of our people. Vayichtov Moshe eiskol divrei Hashem. Moshe writes down the words of Hashem. I give the pasuk before. The pasuk before says, Vayasaper lo eiskol divrei Hashem veiskol haMishpatim. Moshe Rabbeinu gives them the mishpatim. And what do the people say? Kol asher dibur Hashem naseh v'nishma. What are they saying, Nasa v'Nishman? What I'm telling you now is not my parish. It's the parish of the Netziv, an amazing parish. The Netziv says, what's the first book of our Torah called? It's also called Sefer HaYashor. Why? It's the story of the Yesharim, the right ones. Who are the right ones? Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Yosef Hatzadi. The Nesiv says Sefer Bereishis is the Sefer of Musar. How we're supposed to behave. The Nesiv says, why do we have Sefer Bereishis? There aren't any mitzvahs in it. Yeah, there's Peruvu, there's Gidon Asher, Amilah they got again. What are the mitzvahs? So the Nesiv says Sefer Bereishis is the Sefer on and Chesed, how we're supposed to behave. Sefer Bereishis, the Sefer of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. What are the people saying, Naseh v'Nishma? So the Nesiv says very simply, not very simply, it's something to think about. If I were to tell you, laws of Kashrus, you would say, Naseh v'Nishma. You don't understand the laws of Kashrus, but I'm going to do it. Hashem gave it to me. What does Naseh v'Nishma mean? We do the mitzvah, and we try to understand. We don't understand, no problem, but we do the mitzvah. If I were to give you the mitzvah of Parah Aduma, what would you say? Naseh v'Nishma. I don't understand it, I'll do it, maybe I'll understand it. But if I am telling you to be nice to your friend, if I am telling you not to hurt somebody, if I am telling you not to embarrass somebody, that makes a lot of sense. chapter, Nasa the Mishma on that. And the Netziv says, that is what Nasa the Mishma was on. Amazing thought in the Netziv. Nasa the Mishma is the mitzvah that we are supposed to be good, fine, Bar Chesed. We think because it makes a lot of sense. I see my friend on the ground, I pick him up. Makes a lot of sense. I see my friend drop something, I pick it up. Makes a lot of sense. No, what does it say? You do it because Hashem told you to do it. Cooking, of course we do, whether we understand or not. But you would think that Chesed, we would do anyway. No, what does it say? But the object, which means specifically, Vayichtov Moshe Sefer HaBris. Moshe writes down the Chumash Bereishis, in which is found the whole idea of Chesed, of Avraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov and Yosef. And the Jewish people are learning on the idea of Chesed. And the Jewish people are saying, Naseh v'nishma, we will do Chesed. Not merely because it's nice to do, but because Hashem said we should do it. That's an important yisod. Important yisod means important foundation. Because if we do any mitzvah, no matter how logical it is, because it makes sense, time may come it doesn't make sense. I don't like my friend. Interesting pasuk in this week's Sedra. Kisira chamor sonacho roveish tachas maso v'chodalto me'azov lo. You see the chamor of your enemy. Because also you can't have an enemy. How can you see the chamor of your enemy when you aren't allowed to have an enemy? So what the Chazal say? Sometimes you can have an enemy. Does an avera, given a musr, doesn't listen to you. That person you're allowed to hate. Afal pikein. What does afal pikein mean? Nevertheless, when you see his animal having a problem, you've got to help him. Naseh v'nishma, though it doesn't make sense, you help him. In fact, I came across an amazing thought by Rabbi Pinkus. When you're helping the animal of your enemy, at that point, he's no longer an enemy. But once you help the enemy's friend, the enemy's animal, he's allowed to be your enemy again if he's not doing Torah mitzvahs. Amazing thought by Rabbi Pinkus. So once again, Naseh v'nishma does not go on the Torah. That's evident that we do the mitzvahs because we don't understand them. That's evident. It goes on the mitzvahs that make a lot of sense. And you would say, I'll do it because Lake Sechaf and Kopp, it makes sense. No. We do it because Hashem told us to do it. Because if you are going to start doing mitzvahs because you think it makes sense, time may come, you may say, no, I don't want to do it. He doesn't deserve it. That's important you start giving to us by Netziv. Well, I'm going to go into something even more important, not more important, based upon this thought. I'm beginning this week's Sedra. Ve'ele ha-mishpatim, I'm a Balkori, by the way, so I was a Balkori for 10 years. Ve'ele ha-mishpatim, asher tosim lifnehem, ki sikneh eved ivrei she'shonim yavod. When you buy an Eved Ivri, who is the Eved Ivri? He's a Ganav. He's a Ganav. Why is he an Eved Ivri? Because the Shteik and Pasuk says later on, the Eved stole something, he got to pay kefil, got to pay double the amount. It says afterwards, the main law, if he doesn't have it, the Nimkar Mivnei Vosra, you sell it. Now, what does it mean, an Eved Ivri? An Eved Ivri means somebody cannot pay his debt, and he owes the money. So you buy him. What does it mean, you buy him? I'm learning simple pshat and chumash, and I'm giving you any chedushim. You're not going to find this in the Rabbi Akiva Eiger or the poshut pshat. You hire the man. Okay, who here knows, who's a mathematician here? Who's a mathematician? All right? Number one, what is minimum wage today? What did a person get paid for an hour? What's minimum wage? Let's say it's $10 an hour, which is wrong, it's much more. $10, I'm giving a very low figure. Suppose a man works for 40 hours during the week. How much has he made? How much?
400.
Suppose he's worked 52 weeks. How much has he made? How much has he made? Suppose he's working now for 6 years. How much has he made? He's made a lot of money. And you pay him this. When you are getting an Eved Ivri, you're paying him. He is a socher, it says in the Chumash. Yischer shana b'shana. He's a hired person. What is the difference between a socher and an Eved Ivri? Very simple. If I hire a person to paint my house, the halacha is, toil yochum avsal hilum b'chotzer yom. If I have somebody working my house, he can quit. Middle of the day, he can quit. Toil yochum avsal b'chotzer yom. An Eved can't quit. He stole. He has to pay off his debt. He's working for somebody, but he's being paid. He's being paid. Again, make the cheshbon, make the calculation. $10 an hour, 40 hours a week, 52 weeks a year, 6 years. He can come out with a few $100,000, pays off his debt, makes a nice investment. He walks out a very wealthy man. And who is he? He's a ganav. He's a ganav. You know what the Chumash says? After this man has worked for 6 years, Chumash says, panetonically, I got to give him a bonus. Got to give him a bonus. Wait a second. I took the man. He was a thief. He was a lowlife. I gave him a job. He saved money, paid off his debt. He has more money than I have now. I got to give him a bonus. But that's the ultimate chesed. The ultimate chesed. What happens in America today when a person goes to jail? Nothing. Comes out with nothing. What happens to his wife and children? They have nothing. Here it says in the Chumash, the man who hired this Eved has to take care of his wife and children. When you learn the Chumash for the very first time, this week's Sedra, Kesikna Eved Ivri, do you realize what you're talking about? Not me. What the Chumash is talking about. The Chumash is talking about a man who was a thief. A thief, can't pay his debt. What do? Let me ask you another question. Now let me see the Rosh Hashivas raise their hands. Where are they? Every one of them, raise your hand. They're not raising their hand. I want to know one thing. Does any Rosh Hashiva here have a prison record? They're not going to admit, are they? Does any Rosh Hashiva have a prison record? I'll ask you a better question. You're hiring a man. You're going to hire a man who has a prison record?
Yes.
You're going to hire a man who is a ganav? You're going to hire such a man? In Yiddish, Nadav Zayim Meshuggah, you got to be crazy to hire a man like that. The Chumash says you got to hire him. Again, ask yourself the question. Anybody working in your house, would you hire them if they had a prison record? Would you hire a person who was a convicted ganav? Of course not. And here our Chumash tells us this man that you are hiring is a ganav. You give him a job. You take care of his wife and children. He pays off his debt. He makes money on the side because he saves the money. When he leaves, you give him a bonus. Look what you've done to this guy. You saved guy purposely because you've taken somebody who was a nobody and made him into a man. And ask yourself a question. Look at you. You have gone out of your way to take somebody who no one would take, and you hire him. Interesting to note, this law of Eved Ivri is the ultimate law of chesed. When you think of it and you realize it, the laws of Eved Ivri are not talking about it. Remember, any Pole can quit when they want. Rebbe wants to quit, they can quit. I don't blame them for not quitting sometimes. They can quit. But the Pole can quit. The Eved cannot. He's working, he's paid, saves the money, pays off the debt, and you made a mensch out of him. That's the law of Eved Ivri. And that's what the Chumash says, Naseh v'nishma. The Jewish people made a pact with Hashem. Pact with Hashem. The mitzvahs we don't understand. Of course we're going to do Na'aseh v'Nishma. But even the mitzvahs of Chesed, does it make sense that you are going to hire a man who's a ganav? Even those mitzvahs we do because you told us to do it. And when you look at this week's Sedra, Kisikna Eved Ivri, believe it or not, you have the highest, highest act of Chesed. People ask the obvious question, how is it that after the Aseres Hadibros, forgive me for saying so, the big Ten Commandments, keep Shabbos, belief in Hashem, no adultery, no murder, no divrei, all of a sudden we get down a little pennies over here. Dini Mominus, Eved Ivri. How do you put one with the other? Because this particular Seder of Mishpat, to an extent, may be more important than the Aseres Hadibros. Because this week's Seder of Mishpat deals with the ultimate act of Chesed. Gentlemen, it's been my pleasure being here. And I want to wish you a very, very wonderful Shabbos. And it's a simcha to see you. Hatzlach and bracha.